But this story that I picked up just makes all of this seem so phony baloney, this whole war. Listen to this.
Russia's war in Ukraine has sparked a surge in demand for weapons and vehicles. But the conflict is also inflating demand for blow-up weapons that are being used to deceive the enemy. This Czech company produces more than 30 different inflatable military decoys, from pretend tanks to jet fighters. Its output has jumped by 100% in the past year.
If you were 200 or 250 meters away and you didn't have binoculars, you wouldn't be able to tell if it was a real weapon or a fake one.
The technique isn't new. At the end of the Second World War, the British used these rubber tanks to fool the Nazis.
Those tanks were simply traps. They played an important role in the war.
The war in Ukraine has brought inflatable weapons back into fashion.
So, are we even sending real weapons there, or are we just sending some blow-up stuff?
Well, we'd be saving money if we were sending blow-up stuff.
No, we know where the money's going. We know that's not going to Ukraine. We know that the money is going into everyone else's pockets. But now I'm thinking, how many of these blow-up things are there?
I'm thinking there's probably a lot more than we'd like to imagine.
I'm in agreement. This has got to end. This stuff.